Today we celebrate the Feast of St. Mark, and it is traditionally held on April 25th that this was the day he was martyred and received that triple crown of priesthood, evangelist, and martyr. And St. Mark is held to be a very close disciple of St. Peter. St. Peter, as we heard in our first reading, calling him my son, spiritual son. And so some church fathers even think that St. Mark was a convert of St. Peter. And he wrote St. Peter's gospel. St. Peter didn't write it himself, but St. Jerome says that it was the people in Rome, where St. Peter was, that the people were asking St. Peter to write down his account, but St. Peter didn't feel worthy enough, and so directed St. Mark to do so. And we see a lot of elements there in St. Mark's gospel, in which it is a gospel kind of directed towards the Roman Gentile converts, or even the Gentiles of all Western civilization. There's a lot of explanations of Jewish customs, but yet it's also a very short gospel compared to the other gospels, only 16 chapters. And one of my professors in seminary always encouraged the students in each gospel class to read the whole gospel in one sitting, or at least two sittings. And something I encourage, because you see a whole picture from the gospel that isn't always given when we just read chunks at a time. And St. Mark's gospel, you know, of course, follows a lot of St. Matthew's gospel, but then also adds little details. But there's always this sense of urgency, immediacy. There's a lot of phrases leading from chapter to chapter, and immediately after, you know. So there's a sense of urgency that St. Mark was preaching in writing his gospel. And he is symbolized by a lion. So Ezekiel sees a vision of four creatures, a man, an eagle, an ox, and a lion. And again, St. John sees this in Revelation. They take up their places near the throne of the Ancient of Days, the Lamb of God, because of the work they do in spreading the gospel to the four corners of the world. St. Matthew is represented by the man because he starts his gospel with the human genealogy of Jesus. But St. Mark, he's symbolized by a lion because his gospel starts with the mighty roar of St. John the Baptist's call to repentance. There's that sense of urgency to repent and believe in the gospel, because as Jesus told the 11 before he ascended into heaven, go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. There's this sense of urgency because there's lives on the line. The evil one, we hear in our first reading, is prowling around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. The evil one wants to drag down as many souls as he can into his domain, into hell, where God is not. And so St. Mark, with his gospel, represents that call to conversion, that call to not be snatched up by the lion of evil, but to humble ourselves and accept the grace of salvation that God offers to us. And then on the other hand, we're to be, in a certain sense, lions, like St. Mark represents. We are to be sober and vigilant, St. Peter says, to be steadfast in faith. And not just be on the defensive, but also be on the offensive. When Jesus founded the church and said, "You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail." Well, where are the gates of hell? In one sense, you know, we might often think of that imagery of being the armies sent forth from the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. But really, the gates of hell means we're on the attack. We're going to the very gates of hell, ready to take any souls that the evil one is trying to snatch up with its might and power. But we know the devil's power is all in vain because Christ has won the victory. And so that is why we can go forth with confidence, even to the very gates of hell, to bring about Christ's call to conversion. Because his death is what allows us to snatch from the jaws of hell the souls that Christ poured out his life for. And so, with this call to evangelize, what does that mean for us? Well, everybody's vocation is different. Some are called to be priests and religious, to be missionaries out in even foreign countries, but not most. You know, most people are called to the lay life, to be part of the laity. And it doesn't mean then they're off the hook of evangelizing. It doesn't mean they're off the hook to be even holy. They too, the lay people are also called to be saints. And part of being a saint then is bringing that domain of holiness, the kingdom of heaven, helping to build it on earth. So when you hear the words, "go into the whole world," that means go into the world where us priests and religious can't go, because in a certain sense, we're outside the world. Go into your secular workplaces and evangelize by your way of life, by practicing your Catholic faith. There's going to be differences, you know, especially when, let's say, you're observing Friday as a day of penance and you're not eating meat. That's a way of witnessing to your faith. Or as we do when we take part in processions around a city, maybe a Eucharistic procession. Or today, there's actually traditionally a Rogation procession, or Greater Litanies procession. April 25th, going back to ancient times, was a day separate from the Feast of St. Mark originally, but was fixed on April 25th as a day in which during springtime the church would call forth for God's protection and blessings on the upcoming harvest, and as a way to appease divine justice. So even before devotion to Divine Mercy or devotion to Sacred Heart, the church called forth the people to appease divine justice and make atonement for the sins of the church and the world. And these little ways, these forms of prayer, allow us to grow into that lion God wants us to be. Not only making us stronger in our faith, but then being on the offensive and snatching from the domain of evil those who are called to the good, those who are called to share in the kingdom of heaven. The Lord has given us all a very special task. He gave St. Mark a very unique one, being one of only four gospel writers. But all of us are called to be a lion, strong in faith, and helping others with the help of Christ to come to Christ, that they might repent and believe in the gospel.
Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have been blessed by this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help spread this podcast to other people throughout the world. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org. Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you.